believe you can have church not only inside, I believe you can have it outside. I believe God will bless us, Brother Jeff Ford.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity we still have to come to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, God. The thing I was thinking about yesterday, Lord, that each Sunday that we've had to do this, it's been a pretty morning, God, and we do appreciate that, God, because it would be a hindrance if it was raining, God. God, as we were just all talking and yelling about, God, we pray that we get back to normalcy soon. But God, you know the need. God, we trust you no matter how it's got to be done. God, we just ask you to touch this service. Touch the pastor with the preaching of the word if you'll have it to be done. Touch his wife with the piano playing and the singing. Touch all of it, God, for your glory on this beautiful morning. We look to you for the answers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, I want
song.
As I move through this land, singing as I go. Pulling souls to Calvary, to the crimson glow. The arrows pierce my soul from without within. But my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. There to sing forever, I've been saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears all past, home is last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night. But I'll cling more close to him, he will give me light. Day to day may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside. But my Lord goes ahead, leads whatever tide. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. There to sing forever, I'll be saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Days on past, only last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look, towards the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight. With a tender hand outstretched towards the valley low, guiding me, I can see as I onward go. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. There to sing forever, I'll be standing gray. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love him so. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Then see forever of his steady grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home and last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. There to sing forever, I'll be standing grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares on past, home and last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. There to sing forever, I'll be standing grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears all past, home and last, ever to rejoice.
How many of you got a desire to see? How many of you made up your mind, no matter the trouble, no matter the trial, no matter the tribulation, my main goal and my main objective in this Christian walk is to see Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not to see mama or daddy that's gone on before me. I mean, it's not to see someone that I love has passed away. But my main goal in this Christian walk is simply to see the Son of God. Amen. The one that bled and died for me on Calvary's Hill. Then when I was lower than the lowest, he reached down and picked me up. Pulled me out of the muck and the mire of sin. set my feet on a solid rock to stay. Word of God said to me, establish my going. Amen. Let's keep that in mind. We want to keep our minds made up to serve God. I mean, we don't know what changes might come into, may I tell you, God's hand, God's idea, God's way of living will never change. Man, we certainly want to do that. And we want to go to you, Lord, in prayer.
You made dry ground when one through ocean, where once were mountains, you made them low, where there were stones, now there is water. You satisfy my thirsty soul. There's strength in knowing you are near me, and peace that you alone bestow. I love you more today than ever, and I just wanted you. There is fear, Lord, you will hide me when winds of danger around me blow. I feel his arms of grace surround me, and I just wanted you to know. There's strength in knowing you are near me, and peace that you alone bestow. I love you more today than ever, and I just wanted you. For all the time I've seen his glory and watched him conquer my every foe, my love for you is overflowing, and I just wanted, Lord, I just needed. My heart is longing for you to know. There's strength in knowing you are near me, and peace that you alone be.
Oftentimes we are asking, we are needing, we are wanting. We are wanting God to do something for us. But sometimes, Brother Gary, we just need to turn it around and tell the Lord.
Yep.
I simply want to tell you, God, I love you. Not for what you, not for who you are, and not for what you've done, but simply for just being a friend to me. Amen. Sometimes communication may be just a few words. Amen. But that's what he wants from us. He wants to hear from us. Just to let us know that we still love him. How many of you still love the Son of God in 2020? How many of you appreciate the fact that he loves us regardless of our failures, regardless of our shortcomings, and regardless of the mistakes that we made? He still loves us anyway. And that's all he asks for us in turn, is for us to love him. Amen. All right, I want Brother Charles, if he would, to come.
Oh, I will praise him. I will praise him. He's Almighty God. God, Prince of Peace. Oh, and I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. He is eternal King of Ages. He's the Son in all that saves us. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. He is the Lamb of God who was slain. When He touches you, you won't be the same. Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Oh, and I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Oh, and I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. He is the healer of this nation. He's the hope of our salvation. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. He is the Lamb of God who was slain. When He touches you, He won't be the same. Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Oh, and I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Oh, I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. He is eternal King of Ages. He's a solid rock that saves us. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. He is the Lamb of God who was slain. When He touches you, you won't be the same. Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Oh, and I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. So I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. He is the healer of this nation. He's the hope of our salvation. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. He is eternal King of Ages. He's the solid rock that saves us. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Oh, and I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Oh, and I will praise Him. I will praise Him. He's Almighty God, Prince of Peace.
We've got a God that was a God. Amen. If you have your Bible, Genesis, verse 45, starting in number 1. Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, cried, causing every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made him known as his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians of the house of Pharaoh heard. Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? His brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at present. Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall be neither earing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve your prosperity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was that you sent me hither, but God hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the... God be my helper for just a little while. I'd like to take a text out of verse 4 where Joseph tells his brethren, I am Joseph.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to talk to you for that for just a little bit, if God would help me preach on that simple thought. I am. It's good to have Brother David. I would like, if he would, if he'd stand and pray on the reading of the word. Brother David. Amen. What a statement to make after all that he had been through in life, sold into slavery by his own brethren, mocked and ridiculed by his family members.
Yeah.
Ah, but now he stands, been in prison for wrongdoing, escaping the lustful hand of Potiphar's wife, forgotten in a situation that he did not desire to be in, that he did not want to be in, but yet it was God's will. It was the providence of God that Joseph winds up in the Potiphar's prison. Oh, but may I tell you, time rolls on like one man would say. And now Potiphar remembers. He puts Joseph in prison. And may I tell you, the time goes on. I believe that somewhere in Potiphar's heart, Brother Gary, that he believed Joseph was innocent. Why? Because of the things that Joseph committed, he'd surely been worthy of death and been worthy of being executed. But somewhere in Potiphar's life, he said, wait a minute, there may be some doubt here. There may be some things here that I'm not understanding and I'm not seeing. So in order to preserve this man's life and to preserve my integrity, I'm going to lock this man away. He locks him away in prison and down. Time goes on and Potiphar's dead. And may I tell you, another Pharaoh rises to the throne. The brother is restored to his place. The baker is executed. The baker tells Pharaoh his dream. He said, but wait a minute. I remember a man that was locked up with me in prison that could interpret these dreams. Man, I feel like preaching this to you on a Sunday morning. You give me just a few minutes here to lay this thing out. And Pharaoh reaches down and he calls for Joseph out of prison. God help me here on a Sunday morning. He stands him before him. Joseph begins to tell him his dream. He begins to tell him, yes, the years. There's going to be some lean years and there's going to be some years that are not so lean. But I've got some advice for you, Pharaoh. In order to save humanity and mankind, you need to start storing away a little bit of grain and a little bit of food. You can go back and read it in your own time, sir. You can go back and read it in your own time, ma'am. But you've got to realize the trouble and all of that we face. But I tell you, there is a Joseph in our life, sir. There is a Joseph in our life, ma'am. It's not based on a party somewhere. It's not based on the government of our state. It's not based on the mayor of our town. But may I tell you, there is a Joseph in our life. He's still on the throne. He's still sitting high. And he's still looking low. He's still saving humanity. He's still pulling the drugs out of the gutter, sir. He's still pulling the dope out inside of the drug house, ma'am. May I tell you, there is a Joseph. He's not dead. He's not locked away in a tomb somewhere. He's not being belittled by mankind. But the Joseph that I serve is still alive. And he is still well. My God, I will preach this to you. God be my helper. But now he's bringing the things back around. Some historians say that Joseph at the time may be 16 or 17 years old. His appearance had changed. No doubt he had grown up a little bit. Could be that his hair would turn a little gray. It could be that he put on a few pounds. We don't know the story. It could be that he had grown a beard. We don't know the outlook. We don't know what Joseph looked like. But may I tell you, his own brothers didn't even recognize him. His father sent the brethren to Egypt. and tells him, I heard of a land that there is corn in. I heard of a land, Brother George, where I can get some help and feed my family. Oh, may I tell you, in the day and hour that we live in, somebody somewhere's looking for some corn. Somewhere somebody's looking out for someone to reach out and help them. They're wanting them to go to a place. They want somebody to guide them out of the trouble and the trial that they're in. Tell me where I can get help, sir. Tell me where I can get help, ma'am. Tell me where I can get relief for my soul. May I tell you, those that are listening by the way of Facebook, whatever social media you're listening to, there's a Joseph for you, sir. There's a Joseph for you, ma'am. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Just worship God right here. Oh my God. They could not believe what they were seeing and what they were hearing. They thought that they had done away with Joseph. They thought that Joseph was dead. They thought that they had seen the last of him. When they put him on the back of that camel and he ran off with the Ishmaelites, they thought it was all over him. But now they're face to face, huh? To the one they had sold out. They're face to face now with the one that they have turned their back on. Oh, may I tell you, those that are listening here, there's going to come a day in your life, sir. There's going to come a day in your life, ma'am, that you're going to meet the Savior one time. And every time you turn your back on him, it's going to come to you. You're going to say, why did I turn my back? Why did I not heed the word of God? There is a Joseph calling you. There's a Joseph wanting you. He's saying, I've got some grain for you. I've got some food for you, sir. I've got some food for you, ma'am. I am Joseph. Oh, may I tell you, I can look back over my life and see where I looked around. I was looking for Joseph for everywhere. Looking for Joseph in all the wrong places. I looked at lives that's been and wrecked by sin. We want to point our fingers at those. I want to try to use a little wisdom here. We want to point our fingers at those that cannot contain themselves under certain circumstances and want to lash out. But what that means, sir, is not a finger of pointing or ridiculing. What that means is not somebody to tell them how sorry they are and how low they are. What that means is somebody to say, I can take you to Joseph. I can take you to the man that you need. I can take you to the man that'll make a difference in your life. I'm not what you need. A meal is not what you need. A bottle of liquor's not what you need. But what you need is a Joseph that's in your life. Oh, may I tell you, somewhere, I'm going to just take these things off and bear my heart to you on a Sunday morning. We've got people that is bound by drugs. It's becoming an epidemic in our land. People bound by prescription medicine. People hooked on pills. I mean to tell you this today, on and on. They're looking for Joseph in a pill bottle, but it's not working there, sir. Then may I tell you, the pills, they'll bring you up, and they'll slam you back down again. No stability in your life. You're looking for one pill after another pill. My God, I may know among us it may be saved, but I feel that the proof of the loss out here. You don't need another party, sir. You don't need another drink, ma'am. You don't need another smoke, sir. But what you need is a Joseph in your life. And says, you may not recognize me, but I'm what you needed. I'm what you've been searching for. I'm what you've been longing for. I'm what you've been needing. You need a Joseph in your life. We've got people, my God, if I've ever felt that, I'll feel it on a Sunday morning. We've got people committing suicide because they cannot handle the pressures of life, pressures man in around them. They overwhelm their thoughts and their attitudes. They see no way out. They turn to habits. They turn the other voices of the world, and it's not working. Those voices only get to you and pull them further down, pull them away from the Son of God. But may I tell you, you don't need it. You need a Joseph. You need somebody to say, I'm what you've been looking for. I'm the missing piece. I'm the puzzle in your life. I'm what you need. I can be a friend in the midnight hour. I can be a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. I am Joseph. I'm what you need. I can care for you. I can lift you up. I can touch that mind, sir. I can touch that mind, ma'am. I am Joseph. Oh, may I tell you, how many lives, my God, how many lives did we look around and say, Lord, seeing has wrecked their lives, has wrecked their homes, and has wrecked their marriage. They're not looking in the right places. They're looking to the wrong objective. But the drug rehabs, they're revolving doors. They come in, they go out, and they come back in. I mean, the Alcoholics Anonymous the same way. They gather around, and they say their name. They say, I believe in the higher power. But may I tell you, they return back to the Father, Brother George. But what they need is one dip in Calvary's blood. They need somebody to say, I know you can get some feed. I know you can get some help. It's not here, but it's over yonder. It's in a place called Ethan. Joseph is there for you, sir. Joseph is there for you, ma'am. I need a Joseph in my life. Oh, may I tell you, the world that we live in is crazy. Who would ever thought you'd have to stand in line in a grocery store to get toilet paper? I know it may seem comical, and I know it may seem crazy, fighting over toilet paper, fighting over paper towels. Oh, may I tell you, it's not in that. It's in Joseph. He stands before him, brother, his brethren. He did not threaten to kill them. He did not set out to destroy and annihilate them. They were in a land that was growing desolate. But now they stand before him. Everything was died around him. May I tell you, sir, and may I tell you, ma'am, all your hopes and all your dreams have been dying around you. But may I tell you, my Savior is still alive. He's still got his hand on me. He's still got his hand on you. My God, I wish you'd hear me. What you need is a chosen. You don't need to look in a magazine. You don't need to look on the internet. You don't need to look through a book, sir. But what you need is to find God and say, I need Joseph. I need him to come by. I need him to touch me. I need him to save me. I need him to bring me out of the pit. I need a Joseph that is in my life. They went to land that was going desolate. Is that not the day and hour that we live in? People have lost jobs. People can't handle the things of life. Money's stock market is going down. But may I tell you, I know Joseph. I talked to him this morning. I mean, I cut his interest. One side pointing the finger to the other side. Tears floating all around us as to why we're dealing with the coronavirus. I'm not much of a politician. And I'm going to try to stay away from that. But what we need, we don't need to listen to somebody on the internet. We don't need to listen to somebody with their theories and their ideas. But give me a man or a woman in a corner lost and dying world, but to Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. It's not going to be found in that. It's going to be found in the Son of God. My God, I want to reach out to you, sir. I want to reach out to you, ma'am. What you need is a Joseph. We face trouble. We face time. And you face tribulation. You scratch your head and wonder, can life get any worse? Is it ever going to get any better? But what you need is a Joseph in your life. Hey, man, let's just worship God right here. Everything was done around them. There had to be hope. There had to be help somewhere, somehow, someplace. There had to be some help. We've got everybody offering all kinds of ideas. Hey, I tell you, I'm leaning to Joseph. First chapter 43, verse 1 says, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, and behold, I have heard that there is corn, 42:8, and Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. May I tell you, I believe the church is going to come out on top. I've got faith in the God that I serve. Brother Gavin, we're going to make it through this trial. I don't know when, and I don't know how, and I don't know where, but I've got my faith in Joseph. I've got my faith in the Son of God, that he's going to see me through. He's never let me down. He's never failed me yet. I'm depending on the Son of God. I want to read you something I come across. Abel was justified faith. Enoch was sanctified faith. Noah was working faith. Abraham was separating faith. Isaac was patient faith. Jacob was serving faith. But Joseph was victorious faith. May I tell you, if we can just hold on just a little bit longer, child. If we can hold on just a little bit longer, friend. Let me read you what he says. Isaiah 51:12, he says, I am he that comfort you. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. John 6:48 says, I am that bread of life. John 11:25 says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. May I tell you, we are not meeting another doctrine, but we need a revival among us. God, stir us again, Lord. Stir us one more time, God, and help us to look to Joseph and say, that's what I need. That's what I'm going to call on. That's what I'm going to depend on. I'm calling on Joseph. I'm calling on the Son of God. I'm calling on the great I am, the one that can pull me up and pull me out. I'm calling on Joseph. Amen. What do we need? We need a Joseph. When somebody asks us, how did we make it through? We can square our shoulders back and say, let me tell you about the Joseph in my life. Let me tell you about how he made a way out of no way. Let me tell you how he put food on the table. He kept my lights on. Oh, you may not be living as you once was, but Joseph will provide for you, sir. You may not be living the same that you once lived, but may I tell you, Joseph will take care of you. You may have had to make some changes. You may have had to do things a little different in your home. But Joseph is still on the throne. He's at the right hand of God. I'm talking about that nail-scarred hand. The one that bled and died for us. He is the lily of the valley. He's that bright and morning star. He is the Joseph that is in my life. Oh, we could all stand and tell the time that Joseph met us. No doubt we'd be here all afternoon and way into the night if we could tell the Joseph that moved among us. Joseph was sent there for a purpose and for a reason. He was sent there to preserve. He was sent there to make provision. And may I tell you, that's what Joseph, his God, Son of God, is doing for us today. He's making provision for us, sir. He's making provision for us, ma'am. We may not understand it. We may not see it, and we may not recognize it now. But may I tell you, you're here because of Joseph. Amen. I want my wife, and she wouldn't go through the piano. I am Joseph. Somewhere in this great county of ours, somebody's hurting, somebody's a needing help. And all he's a wanting to tell him, I am Joseph. I am what you need. I am what you've been looking for. I am what you've been longing for. I am what you've been running from, you need to run to. I am Joseph. And then as she begins to play, I want her to get us a soft song. And then I am Joseph. May I tell you, those that are listening, not only in the Orlando parking lot, but those, my wife told me to the individual, I'll leave the names out, that was listening by the way of Facebook. I thought, thank God.
but what they mean is chosen. I want to talk to them right now. There's been times in your life, man, your world's been turned upside down. You talked about going to Egypt and seeing Joseph. I'll go next Sunday. I'll go next Sunday. I'll go next time. But may I tell you, you're not promised tomorrow what you need as a Joseph. And you need him today. You can't wait next year. That child that you worked over may not be here. And let's find us a place to pray. Let's all talk to God for just a little while. She begins to pray. God, we're living in a world that's hurting. God, we're living in a world that's confused.
Jesus, now.
Oh, we need you more than ever. God, we need you to move in our lives.
We are carrying.
We need you to move in our homes.
Stormy weather.
We need you to move among our churches
all
and our saints. We need a Joseph to rise up and say,
together.
I am Joseph. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Thank you.
Jesus,
God, help us to turn to you in troubled times.
More than ever.
In perilous times, Lord.
We are still.
You're a rock in a weary land.
In stormy weather.
You cast the wings over us and hide us under your shadow.
Children,
you are Joseph. God, you're someone that we can learn to turn to.
For we need
someone that we can confide in. Someone that'll listen. Someone that cares. You are Joseph in our life. Oh, God, move among these things that are here this morning. God, we can't gather around the altars.
The water
has been normal practice for us.
And he raised
God, you see each and every heart.
And
each and every vehicle.
He
God, we need a Joseph. Oh, when we're laying our beds at night, God.
Oh, God, we need.
The tears are streaming down our cheeks and we don't understand.
More than ever.
We need a Joseph. We need it.
Oh, Jesus, now.
Oh, God.
More than ever. We are sailing in stormy weather.
Oh, God. Break the chains.
Oh,
let's see if it's not a final God.
He's
still a chain breaker. He's still a way breaker, God. He's still a healer. He's still a
saver.
He's still a deliverer.
He touched the dumb man.
Oh, may I tell you.
And he started talking.
God touched the saints,
he
Lord.
Put their lives.
Touch the saints, God.
All
keep them safe.
Together.
God, keep your hands on the Lord.
We need Jesus now.
God, keep them healthy.
More than ever.
Oh, God, we need more than
Jesus
church.
Now.
The church is going to represent
here,
God.
Ever.
Oh, God,
we are sailing in stormy weather. All God's children should come together. For we need Jesus now more than ever.
Oh, Jesus, we need you, Lord. We have no one to turn to. We have no one to call on. We have no one that we can trust, God, but you. We need Joseph in our lives. The things look dark, things look good. We need a Joseph in our lives. Oh, God, folks are running here and there. Something for answers.
More than ever.
Something for help.
Lord, we are sailing in stormy weather. All God's children should come together. For we need Jesus now more than ever.
Hey, I do appreciate everybody coming, taking time. It means a lot to me. he put forth the effort. And next Sunday, 10:30, weather permitting, if weather changes between now and then, we'll let you know. And I want Brother Gary, if he wouldn't step out, I want him to dismiss us in prayer if he would.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the all. God, the time that we've had to come spend with you, God, the message of the hour, Lord, God, help us, God, with God, Joseph, helping us, Lord, help us to be Joseph also. God, we look to you for the answer. Again, we thank you for this beautiful day. God, we thank you for the ability to come still have this service. God, looking back to the time that we can fellowship again, truly in person, God. God, we know that you know all things, God. Keep us safe, keep us appointed, God, until the next time, in Jesus' name we do pray and thank you, Lord. Amen.